It's your man Josie Moe, a.k.a. Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I gotta check out nappyafro.com for hip-hop reviews and more. Get at me!
Hey, look here. I'm gonna get your picture right. You need to call me. We can hook up. I got some real nice for you. It'll make your toes curl. Call me as soon as possible.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919, it's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people, NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is a Frocast episode 367. I'm going to say this. You think about sound about right?
Seven or eight.
Yeah, it's one of them two. But it's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the host with the most, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the king of the lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Tom Shady, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, and the last, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the forever young, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Jern. Queen Jern, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Jern, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and none other than my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. As always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Look for the Frocast on any podcast reader. We on all of them. So just when you see the Frocast, follow. Don't forget, you can always call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also got a Patreon going on where you can join for as little as a dollar and support all things Nappy Afro. Get back scenes, behind the scenes, exclusive content that you can only get on the Patreon that you can't get nowhere else. So if you join the Patreon, you get all that behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, behind, then, emphasis on the behind.
Yes, and then as always, the easiest way you can support the show is by retweeting, reposting, reblogging, sharing it, telling a friend, all that good stuff. Say, hey, man, this is a pretty cool podcast. It's called The Frocast. You should listen to it, man. It's pretty cool. And I don't know how the Frocast challenge, the subscribe challenge went last week, but let's keep it going another week. Go on your friends' phones. On their little iTunes, their podcast app, if they got an iPhone. I don't know what you do for your Android users. I really don't know.
I mean, I don't know either.
Yeah, but...
I just go on there and look at it.
Yeah, so just go on there, go on their podcast thing, find the Frocast, subscribe to it, and then give them their phone back. But that's all the pandering out of the way. Queen Germ, how's your week been?
It's my weekend, my birthday week coming up, but the devil is busy, you know, trying to steal my joy. But I'm going to be excited. I'm going to try to get my celebration on. My celebration.
Celebration.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Queen Germ. It's been a little week because I just been roughing it. You know, all kind of things that happened to me. Just coming at me all kind of sides. So.
They're trying to make you earn it this week. They want to turn up to be real. So whenever. So are you doing anything, party, anything special?
I'm just going to have a little dinner. But you know. That's all I'm going to do.
A dinner?
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to turn up.
Well, I mean, after the dinner, I might go out,
Let
the people see my face in the streets,
Interesting. What day is this? What day is the party going on?
Friday
night, okay.
Yeah, it's going down.
All right. Well, hey, man, everybody, if you see Queen Germ, or just tell her happy birthday, because technically it already be past your birthday when you hear this, but it's not her birthday yet while we're recording. So,
I mean, I celebrate from the 1st to the 31st, so that's all good.
Yeah, this year has been kind of slow to celebration. I had people asking, like, yo, isn't your wife's birthday this month? I said, it is. I don't see her usual post. She usually posts something for the whole month. I said, yeah, well, you know, she's really not on the book no more. You know, I don't know why, but, you know, she's not on the book no more. So.
Well, I'm back. So I'm going to post something tomorrow, back by popular demand.
All
the
right.
Nigga is out here in these streets. Y'all said y'all miss me. Act like you love me. Drop me something for my birthday, nigga.
Hey, that's how you do it. Don't forget, drop that cash out tomorrow. You never know. Somebody might bless you. You might get blessed. But, you know, my week.
Yeah, how was your week? I never do that. I never talk to them.
It never does. So, but, you know, that's part of you not being a host because, you know. My week has just been normal. You know, nothing crazy. Going to work. Just going through the motions. Got a coaches meeting tomorrow. So, we'll find out when our season officially starts. And I think I get some of my rosters tomorrow. So, I'm kind of excited. It's almost full-blown football season. But I do have a little extra excitement this year because I have a girl on my team. And, you know, it's always funny. You got to alter your coaching styles because you got a girl out there. Like, when she said.
Why?
Because she said, like, today she said, I got to use the bathroom. And it threw me for a whole loop because I usually tell the guys, go pee on one of them trees. But her, I can't tell her that. You know what I'm saying? No, I mean.
She want to be out there. She got to get with the coach.
Man, I don't, you know, she's still a girl at the end of the day. I want her pissing on trees and shit. That shit is not doing.
And she's pissing the grass.
Hey, man, she's not a dad.
Squat behind the tree and pee.
Yeah, man, I'm not going
to
do that. But
her mama don't need to make sure she pee before she come out there.
Well, her mama take her to the bathroom when she got to go. So, that's, you know, that's a good thing about it. Like,
these some of our people?
What you mean? Our same color?
Yeah.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? Because the first time she's like, oh, I got to use the bathroom, I was like,
I don't know how you going.
Usually, I don't even know if a bathroom, like, all my years over there, I never send no boy to the bathroom. Unless they say they got to take a dump, then I'd be like, yo, you might get checked one of these bathrooms, they might be open, but, you know. But other than that, man, everything's cool our way. I do want to start out saying we are in the midst of a chicken war right now. Many of you know Popeyes came out with their chicken sandwich, and it set the internet on fire. I went up there to try it, but they're out of it. They had a sign on the door like, look, bitches, we ain't got no more. Line hanging out the fucking street. So I was just like, well, I wanted to try it and let the people know about it. Be Easy tried it, but this is Be Easy we're talking about. He weighs 135 pounds. He said it was good, but, you know, like I said, Be Easy, he's a lightweight.
How tall is he?
Be Easy like 6 feet, and he weighs 130 pounds. So he's frail. Oh. He's frail. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so we're in the midst of chicken wars. Everybody's caping, talking about the Chick-fil-A versus Popeye's chicken sandwiches. I'm sitting there scratching my head because I'm like, it's a chicken sandwich out there that's better than Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? That's the Zaxby Southern TLC is better than Chick-fil-A sandwich. I understand why people love the Chick-fil-A sandwich because it's consistent. If you go to Chick-fil-A in any town, it should taste the same. But that same taste is bland as fuck. Chick-fil-A cooked food for old people with goddamn high blood pressure and damn sugar and all that shit. Diabetes and shit. Like, that's a safe meal that an old person can go out and eat. Because they don't put nothing on their food. No seasoning, no nothing. And they just get it to you. And so, and everybody love it because we from the South. You know what I'm saying? GQ Blue even said that, is that homophobia to make that, whatever he said, is that homophobia make it so delicious? He said something like that. But I just want Zaxby's to be included in this. Their Southern TLC sandwich, and they got a spicy one. So I'll put it up against anybody's sandwich, especially Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, y'all out of here, because if this Popeye sandwich is good, see, that's the only thing, problem with Popeye's. It ain't going to be consistent. You got bad customer service. Bad Popeyes. Like, I ain't never been to a good run of Popeyes outside of Louisiana. Because the one we went to down there was pretty good. Pretty damn good.
I mean, because they take pride in it.
They take pride in the Popeyes in Louisiana. Like, you know, outside, they don't.
It's hit or miss.
Yeah, because I want consistency. And I guess that's what Chick-fil-A killing. Like, you always.
Because you always got somebody. I mean, very rarely. I mean, like, I don't think I've ever encountered a rude Chick-fil-A employee. You know, so it's just like,
except that one time they were fighting in that video I seen, that motherfucker whooped his ass. I said, ooh, shit. I said, now, he had to do something wrong to that Chick-fil-A person for that Chick-fil-A person to act like that. Because that Chick-fil-A nigga whooped his motherfucker ass. And then there's a
customer?
Hell yeah. It was a Chick-fil-A in D.C. ain't never seen so many black people working in a damn Chick-fil-A. And then the funny thing about it, when they was fighting in the Chick-fil-A, no other patron food was disturbed. Like, just the ones that was fighting, they were tearing that whole area up, but you ain't see now a piece of chicken, no fry, no nothing on the ground. Nobody wasted no food, so, you know, I don't know.
I guess.
But hopefully we'll have to try the Popeye's chicken sandwich by next week so we can give you a full report on it. But right now, I haven't had it, so Chick-fil-A, you safe this week.
Yeah. Still changing lives with the Impossible Burger. Mm. People still telling me that it's good, so...
Yeah, my mom tried it. She said she liked the shit. She was like, yo, this shit was really good. And I was just like, well, I told you.
It tastes just like what it was. Yeah. So I'm like, they might have been. I mean, I really think that that's what they got.
Burger King been giving us kangaroo meat for years. We've been eating kangaroo meat for years. They ain't going to tell
whoever
us.
Whoever it is.
Yeah. But let's get into this outline, man. Well, let's go ahead and start it out. Recently this week, your boy Jay-Z came into the news because he did a partnership with the NFL. And with this partnership, it entails him being in charge of the halftime entertainment and also lending an ear with the NFL on their social change initiative. Now, a lot of people are upset with Jay-Z about this, and a lot of people are supporting Jay-Z in this. How do you feel about it?
I mean, I don't really care. You don't care. I mean, I apologize that that's not what you wanted, but I don't.
I can't tell you how you feel.
People just put too much stock in celebrities. Like,
but no. Do you think it's black people put too much stock in celebrities? Because don't you think it's kind of odd that when they need to talk to us or get through to us, they always send like a comedian, an entertainer. But if you was going to talk to somebody about Jewish issues, they'd get somebody from the whatever Jewish coalition. Or if they want to talk to about some gay or lesbian, they'll go to the GLAAD people. Mm-hmm. But when they want to talk to black people, they get entertainers to talk to us to be the spokesperson. Like, they speak for us.
Yeah, because they know that black people, they go with that
food. And then that's what black people doing. Oh, Jay-Z, he'll never steer us wrong. I seen, and then, like, this is the ultimate, like, I cut you off when you say, this chess not checkers. Bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up, you don't even know how to play chess. You can't use that term if you don't know how to play chess.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's stupid. But I don't argue with nobody to use that. Oh, this chess, not checkers. Oh, yeah, stop. That's the smartest thing you could come up with, right? That was a genius statement, huh? You really thought that was deep. But my whole thing with it's just like Jay-Z, according to the people, Jermaine Dupri, the NFL came to him with the deal. Jay-Z told him, don't take it. Why? Because Jay-Z been working on this deal for a year. But then it was so funny that earlier this year during the Super Bowl, this was 2019, Jay-Z telling people, hey, boycott the Super Bowl. Don't do that. Don't do this. And now you in bed with the NFL. You made a partnership with them. Just in the song, in that Ape Shit song, he was like, tell the NFL, you need me, I don't need you. We in stadiums too and all this shit. Like, Jay-Z, but now you need them, or maybe they needed you.
And you just felt like you wanted to get something from out the deal.
Yeah, and I have no problem with him making business deals at all. My problem is when you're making a business deal when you're shadowing in it, like, oh, this social change, this is a foot in the door, our voices can't be heard. Jay-Z, stop it. Stop it. When have you ever gave a fuck about the people? You never have. Oh, what you mean? Jay-Z been bailing people out, doing this and doing that. Oh, he. Y'all listen, man. Listen. Rich people only care about rich people. Jay-Z still a billionaire, as y'all claim. You think if he was a billionaire that cared, the nigga wouldn't have no fucking money. Because he'd be giving it all the fucking away. That's what y'all don't understand. Real philanthropists, they get their money away. Warren Buffett, he rich as fuck, but guess what? He gave all his money away. When he died, he ain't taking none of it with him. He giving it away. Bill Gates and his wife, they got kids they're not leaving no money to. They're like, yo, we giving it away. That's what real philanthropists do. They don't stack on it and sit on it and tell people like, hey, look at me, I'm rich. But like I said, Jay-Z fans showed me this week. They will not let him lose. They will defend him at all costs. And I'm just, like I said, it's too quick to say, I'm going to give him a chance to see what he's going to do. But in the back of my mind, I already know what he's going to do. Nothing's going to change because you kind of said you talked to Cap about it, but then you didn't talk to Cap about it. And what does Cap got to do with your deal anyway?
Exactly. Like, I mean, if you doing it for the right reason.
That's what I'm saying. Why bring Cap name in it?
Yeah, it shouldn't have nothing to do with him.
If you doing it, what you doing, do what you do. Don't bring Cap name in it, because then once you brought Cap name in it, that brought all the other social justice change and all that stuff. Like Jay-Z, man, it just don't look, the optics don't look right. You know?
I mean, the thing people don't get, though, as far as people giving back and all this other stuff, it's going to be some people, I mean, who gonna go the extra mile. But for the most people, when I'm so rich that I'm no longer in touch with the shit y'all go through, if we live on the same street and you need a bag of sugar, I can get with that. But if I got to go too far out of the way, I no longer am comfortable to help you, chances are I'm not going to do that. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? You telling me to give up some more money or some more clout or whatever this is that you're doing for some regular ass people who you probably feel like, you know, they ain't going to be but so progressive in their own thinking. Why I got to go and make a sacrifice for some other people? Yep. I can do this and better myself, better something for my family or whatever. So they're not really that concerned. So you just, I mean, ain't no need to invest yourself in it too much. But if you're going to say one thing, especially in a short period of time, because people have the right to change their mind or change their views. But if you telling me it's a matter of months in between you saying one thing about the organization, then you flip to the opposite side.
To a partnership.
Yeah. Man. To you know what I'm saying? So to me, you just wishy-washy, and that's what I think more people would have a problem
with. Exactly. That's the thing. Not people that have no problem with the business deal. It's the you're doing this business under the guise of it being something else. That's the problem that we have with it. And I also have like people saying like, well, Cap sold out. He took the settlement. Eric Reed, he sold out. He took the settlement. He playing for the league. How is he any different from Jay-Z? First of all, the man Eric Reed is a football player. They blackballed him, was not letting him play, so he got a settlement for lost wages. That's what he got his settlement for, and collusion of keeping him out of the league. So you're going to tell this man who's worked his whole life to be a professional football player, this is all he fucking know probably. You know what I'm saying? So how you going to fault him for getting a check, whatever they gave him, and going back to work? What's the problem?
I mean, people do it all the time.
How's he hit? Exactly. A lot of people work at jobs they fucking hate.
And they have sued and gotten a freaking check.
And just like, they work for jobs like you. They work for their oppressors. Some of y'all out there working in fucking Walmarts and all kind of places like that.
The people treat you like shit, and you know you got bills to pay, so you
gotta go. So you shut your mouth, you go to work. Why you not a sellout?
Exactly.
How you not a sellout? If you know that I hate this fucking job, these people don't appreciate me, blase, squaze, da da da, but you get your fucking ass up every day and you go to that fucking job. How you not a sellout? You ain't get a fucking settlement. You still getting a regular paycheck. This nigga got a settlement on top of his paycheck. And they drug test this nigga like every fucking week. He always randomly get called for drug tests. Like they waiting for something to pop his ass, but he keeping his nose clean. So shout out to Eric. He called out Jay-Z. The Jay-Z stans didn't like it. They were going in full effect. So, I mean, everybody was in like defense of the Jay-Z, the Charlemagne's. Like Charlemagne, first of all, you walk around with a Rockaway hat on. So, Rock Nation hat on. So you can't speak on it. You part of the fucking, you know, you work for Jay-Z basically. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't want to hear what Charlemagne said.
I mean, his loyalty is there.
Yeah, you showing your loyalty. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And y'all Jay-Z fans, yo, y'all are loyal to this man. And I appreciate, hey, look, I wish I had fans. I wish all the Frocast fans was as loyal as Jay-Z fans are to him. I mean, because that shit is amazing,
One day it's coming.
He said it a long time ago. He said, there's only one rule. I will not lose. That nigga said that. And the Jay-Z fans were like, yo, we can't let him lose. So shout out to Jay for his partnership with the NFL, and that also come out that he's trying to be a part owner of a team, own a football team.
They're giving him what he wants because he's saving them.
Yep.
He's saving them. They looked at the dip and they stuff.
But the funny thing last year, they gotta vote him in, like gotta be a majority vote for him to be able to buy the team. Like Puffy got turned down. Like, why they gonna, you know, they gonna...
They might give it to him.
Hey, man. I don't know.
That's when you'll know what it's really about.
Yeah, exactly. If he get a team, then we know what it was. Jay-Z sold his fucking soul. So, yeah. Jay, don't get played again. You got played by the Nets, man. Don't get played again. Like, Jesus Christ. Because, Jay, you gonna look like a bad businessman. You get played with this one. For real. But you in a whole nother league right now in the NFL, dog. You thought the record industry was shady. Yeah. We're talking about a business that never took a loss in NFL. Shoot. They said the money was down. They didn't say they were losing money. They just said, hey,
this ain't the money.
Money was a little soft this year, 2018 or whatever, since the whole cap. They ain't say they weren't breaking even or making profits. They were making profits. So, Jay, don't think you coming to save the NFL or all the people that are boycotting the NFL, they can start back watching now because Jay-Z involved, right?
That's what they want the people to believe.
But Cap, you know, so it's not about Cap. You know what I'm saying? Even Joe Jay-Z said, we're through with kneeling and you got to do something more than action. You know, more than kneeling. Something else got to be done or whatever like that. We're past kneeling is what he said. You know what I'm saying?
We really not. But
you know, well, I mean, hey, you know, y'all been praying for since the 60s that he crack and stop busting y'all motherfucking head open. They still doing it. So maybe you got to do something else. And maybe Jay-Z getting the football team is the answer to all our problems. It's going to kill racism. It's going to be social change. Jay-Z owning his partnership with the NFL, however it works out, is the key to all our problems.
Or not.
It is. It is. It's got to be.
I promise you.
It's going to make things better. It's going to let the crime gonna go down.
Okay.
Attacks on black people by officers going to go down just because Jay-Z got it. He's in on this NFL thing. Because that's the social change that they were going for.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Well, okay. We'll see. So shout out to Hov. Speaking of shout out, you ever heard of Mike Tyson?
I have. The one who bit the ear.
Yes. Mike Tyson used to be the heavyweight champion of the world. Now he's the heavyweight champion of something else. Smoking motherfucking weed.
Okay.
Mike Tyson says he smokes around $40,000 worth of weed a month at his ranch.
Y'all need to become friends, then.
Woo! Mike Tyson is one of the most legendary boxers of all time, and now he's working on becoming the biggest players in the marijuana game. His ranch in California is producing all sorts of cannabis products in a state where the drug is legal. He's also enjoying a lot of what he's growing. Tyson said on his podcast, he smokes around $40,000 worth of pot a month. He said he smoked 10 tons of weed on the ranch a month.
That's insane.
Wow. So, $40,000 a weed a month. That's like a
lot. Pretty damn ridiculous.
That's a lot. That's like...
Yeah, that's a $500,000.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah, $500,000. So, Mike... Jesus Christ, how much is Mike smoking a day?
I mean, I need him to be sharing that with somebody.
$40,000. So out there in California, a pound gets you about fetching between $5,000 and $1,000. So let's just say, no way in the world Mike Tyson smoking 40 pounds of weed a month, man. Hell nah.
That's a little more than a pound a day.
Exactly. No way, Mike. No way, Mike. I mean, I don't care how much. Maybe it's high quality and this shit costs, you know, even $5,000 a pound. That's still 8 pounds a month.
Yeah.
Mike, I don't believe that shit. Mike, hey, I ain't going to tell you this to your face.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say it to your face, Mike, but I'm going to say it on this podcast from way over here in another country where we filmed this at. I do not believe you smoke that much weed. Sorry. Either somebody tapping your head in like, yo, man, it's Mike
the
Tyson.
Markup, yeah.
I could charge this nigga $5,000 for this. He'll buy it. What's this? Oh, it's a seven. How much? Give me $1,000. Cool.
Exactly. Somebody robbing you.
Cause Mike, good gracious. I mean, but I've seen, like, every picture I've seen of him lately, he do got weed in his hand, though. So, it could be a possibility. I don't know. But $40,000, that's a lot of fucking weed, Mike. But, yeah, I would love to be friends with him.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, but I don't know. Could you get high around Mike Tyson?
I don't know.
I mean, he might trip out or something. And then, you know, you can't beat his ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? He gonna fuck you up. Like, whatever happened, he gonna fuck you up.
Pretty much. So,
and so it's like, you don't want to be around this nigga. This nigga have one of them episodes because I be scared smoking weed around niggas that got issues and shit. Like, if you got mental issues and that weed throw off your damn balance, and the next thing you know, I got a goddamn, you know, call
it. He got a lot of balance to keep up with if you drink smoking that much of weed.
But I mean, you know, that. Like, you start messing with niggas and then next thing you know, he go crazy. And Mike, you know you can do to that nigga. That nigga go wild and you just
to shoot his ass.
You got to. You got to shoot him, but... Jeez, because he get loose, it, man, be like a rabbit, a damn pit bull in a damn car or something. You just in there, just, he just go crazy. You got to fight Mike Tyson off? Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. That's like your worst nightmare. That. Jesus. Like, I'd probably be paranoid from a whole lot. Be sitting there, be like, yo, I'm smoking. I'm paranoid waiting to see if Mike gonna crack up. Now, I ain't paranoid from nothing else, but I'm worried to see if Mike gonna cut up, man. You be having a good time with him and something, he just get all emotional, and next thing you know.
You gotta make sure some other people up in that piece.
Mm-hmm. Or he say something, you don't understand what he said. He like, what you did? I just said it. You like, what you? Next thing you know, he angry, and that's, oh, God, bro. So, I don't know. It might not be cool smoking weed with Mike. I'm be honest. I be too scared. I mean, like, on edge.
Just let me get some of that.
I'll be like, yo, bro, go ahead, roll like it's yours. Man, this is on the table. This is, Nesty, you took too much. I'm good. I'm good. Like, I don't want no, nah, man. I don't care how much weed. I'm not smoking with Mike, man. He too, it's just the downside of it, man. He too, like, if he was a little bit, like, you know, smaller, maybe, like, you know, a lightweight or some shit like that, you know, Floyd size, then I wouldn't be so intimidated. Because, you know, I could grab Floyd. You know what I'm saying? And hold him down for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? At least.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but Mike, man, Mike, 200 some pounds, man. He hit you one time, he breaking everything in your face. Like, so nah, man. At least you, with Floyd, you might can take 3 punches before it's over. Mike, one, he might crack your skull. Like, I mean, Mike was hurting niggas back in the day, man. But now he's just love people. And he's not on that no more, man. So, but shout out to Mike Tyson and your 40K weed habit. God damn, better you than me, my nigga. Shit.
Oh, yeah, you ain't getting nowhere with that.
Jeez. Man, I'd be happy with a $400 a month habit. Man. Mm. Sheesh. But yeah, shout out to Iron Mike Tyson. Would you leave your mate because no one else wants him? I know the story sounds crazy, right? But let me tell you the story behind it. So, recently, talking to a friend of mine, he was telling me about a friend of his that was involved in a car accident, and the man had to go to the hospital, you know what I'm saying, because he was the one in the accident. So, while he was in the hospital, you know, his phone just blowing up or whatever like that. So, his wife, or girl, excuse me, not wife, checks his phone and see that he been being real thirsty in the inboxes and with sending good morning texts and trying to holler at girls online and this and that. And ain't none of them giving up, like, none of them know the vibes. None of them, like, he ain't getting no feedback at all. Like, one girl that do reply kind of dissing him, like, yo, nigga, what? And so his girl got mad because, nigga, you out here trying to cheat, but the girls ain't showing you no love. And I see I'm the only one that wants you in this world, so now I don't even want you. So now you fucked up. So I was wondering, would you leave your mate because no one else wanted? If you found out no one else wanted your mate, would you still, like, want to be with him?
I mean, I wouldn't think that would be the reason why I'd be mad. I would be mad because you're trying to cheat on me. But, I mean, that wouldn't even come into play. Like, I'll let you know that I now know that ain't nobody trying to give you none. And ain't mm-hmm. nobody trying to give you no playtime, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't be my motivation to leave you. I'd probably stick around just so I could put it in your face and let you know. Like, Sheila from so-and-so-and-so. Said you ain't this, this, and this, or she ain't respond. I see how you done text her 4 days in a row, and you ain't getting no kind of smile back or hand waving. None of this action is popping off. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you know what it is. So, you old thirsty ass nigga out here with your dry ass cell phone, and now you over here looking stupid. You done got in a car accident. The hoes you been chasing ain't even gonna come and see you. I'm sitting up in here with your broke ass, and now you wanna be sitting up here acting like it's all good. No, I make sure he feel horrible about it, but as far as saying that'll be the reason for leaving him, no.
That's gotta be bad though, man. You out here trying to cheat, you can't even cheat. Like what? You must, man, that's sorry.
I mean, because people out there. So if you hitting enough things, That's just like a damn job interview. If you fill out another application, somebody gonna call you back.
You get one call back, huh? Might be the job you want.
Yeah, but you gonna get something. And you telling me that you throwing it out there like that, and the people don't want it. Something wrong with it. That might be what you need to do. Go to the damn place and get your shit checked.
So he wasn't getting no responses. Like, they were just egging him, and the one that
like
did.
Like, somebody done heard about your stuff.
The one that did reply dissed him. Like, nigga, what? Nigga, so damn. So, that's fucked up. Like, yeah, that is kind of bad, though. You out here hollering and ain't getting no response. Like, nigga, what is you? Now you look like a clown. Now you out here, like.
And then your people know that you're out there.
Yeah. And then, hey, that's got to be the worst thing you ever told, bro.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. So, something happened and your phone was left somewhere. Would you be free and clear? You'd be like, oh, well.
I might throw that bitch out the window.
Oh, Lord.
Shit. If I'm finna go to the hospital, I'm gonna have to throw that out the window.
Wow!
As soon as the people see that, I'm sick, They gonna be calling. I ain't about now to talk to these people in years. Mm. But you know, I got fans now. The people want to make sure I'm good.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't think I'll take that chance.
I'll be on Facebook Watch tomorrow with my binoculars.
Seeing
who replied to, like, I'm reading every happy birthday post tomorrow. Every last one of them. And you're going to know I read it because I'm going to like it. And I'm be like, yeah, just to let you know that I didn't read every last one of them. I'm like, yeah, really? I'm going
what
through.
What you liking them for?
I'm going through that wall.
What you liking them for?
I'm reading every last post. I'm reading all in between the lines and everything.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Just so you know, since it's like that, you gotta throw that. You gotta throw the phone away. Like, damn.
Throw that shit out the window.
Throw it out the window. Wow. Interesting. But yeah, me, nah. I'd be good. I'd be like, yo.
Man, please. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
It ain't nothing in there.
And maybe you just do a better job.
I don't. It's nothing on there. Like, what do you mean? I'm not. I ain't no thirsty ass nigga.
You ain't got to be thirsty.
I don't put no thirst out there either for nobody to respond. So it's just like, I can move and like go as I please. I ain't got no issues. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got no issues either.
You got to throw your phone away if something happens
shit
to you.
Shit.
That's the first thing going. As soon as they put me in the ambulance, hey, don't throw this out there, please.
Shit, I ain't going to ask them to do shit. I throw that shit to the ground. Take it out of case.
I hope I'm around for this. No, come here. I'm her husband. Thank you. You got her belongings? Yes, please. Let me have those. That'll make my decision right now. They be like, sir, we need to know. Oh, you need to know what? Oh, go ahead, pull that plug.
Mm-mm. Oh!
I done seen something in this phone. Go ahead, pull that plug. Do not resuscitate. That's what she
told
me.
Oh,
DNR.
No.
DNR.
A nigga got to die by the phone.
I'm like, oh,
nigga.
So this what's been on here? Oh.
You just said if you're going to get left because nobody wants you, but because somebody wants you, you still got to get, you got to pull the plug?
It's all about how it's received.
Okay.
And yeah, I'll be looking. I see something I don't like. Yeah, go ahead. DNR.
Okay. Now you going to hold me down for the kids?
Say, hey, I'm signing the papers. Get on, hey, go ahead. She would want to go this way. This is the way this is the Lord's work.
Uh-uh.
I was like, the Lord, she
wanted. You going to tell him to pull the plug and the Lord going to give me the breath of life.
Hey,
and I'm going to be right on back up in this motherfucker.
Hey, you better hope your faith is that strong.
It's going to be that strong.
You better hope
nigga.
So, because if it ever come down to it like that, and I see some fouls, and then you make, let's run. I ain't going to know. No. Mm-mm.
Oh, so I don't deserve to be here because of your bullshit.
What you mean? That would be your bullshit.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, but you know, hopefully it never comes down to that because
it ain't even gonna be there. I'm just saying, you getting carried away right now.
Carried away.
A nigga got to die by the text.
I didn't say die.
A nigga got to die by the post.
I didn't say die.
You said pull the plug.
I said if it was in that situation, like that you was on the table, yeah. And it was like, and I'm looking and I see something that I ain't supposed to see.
You ain't got no business in there. That's the respect that we should have.
What you mean? The
you
respect
ain't got
we should
that
have,
shit.
Man.
I done gave you my code been the same for years. I still don't know your code.
I still don't want it.
But you got it and you done gone in my phone before, so
no,
I don't know what you talking
no,
about.
I haven't. Don't say that.
Okay, moving right
that.
Along.
Don't say that.
Because it's the truth.
It's not. I didn't go through it. I just so happened to be on it, and something popped up, and I seen what I seen. And so, that's...
Thank God I wasn't on the table then.
Yeah. Over here. I was like, what the fuck? But anyway. So, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't leave my mate because nobody else want him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, that might be a freeing feeling to know you the only one that wants your mate. And
yeah.
So, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You like, yo, I know nobody else want her ass. Or don't nobody else want his ass. Like,
what
that might
sad,
be...
sad, though. That's a little... Just a little low.
I mean, but, you know, I mean, that
never makes you sleep at night.
But, I mean, that's how I feel, like, you know, nobody want me. So, that's why I feel like.
You sure can't say that.
That's what I said. That's why I'm like, that's how you should feel. Like,
I don't, because I know they do.
Man, stop, bro.
I done seen it.
Nah,
you be trying to put on the blinders to act like you don't know that a nigga be trying to holler. These hoes be getting out of line, but then you think that shit be sweet. It's not. I mean, it's every season I see how the people get. They give me these looks when they figure out who I am. I don't come to
think,
no practices.
I think you feel that way. I think
you know, I know what it is because I done been there before. I done did this season after season after season. Mm. And I get out there and I'm out there, you know, talking to the old parents, the people that I do know. People are like, oh, well, who is she? Who is she? Oh, that's Coach wife. Okay. Oh, which one? Oh. Oh, I ain't know. Yeah, nigga.
I didn't say that's a lie. I wear my ring every day.
It don't matter.
They can't say
matter. They ain't know who you belong to. They thought they might have had a chance.
Oh,
but like I tell them, I hey, the old me, a fighter nigga about you. Mm. The new me, I'll pack your shit up and let you get the hell on.
That's the thing. I don't understand.
I ain't trying to kill you, though. I'm going to let you live. You but already, I just say you can't live here.
You always talking about putting me out and shit.
You can't.
Bro.
You just can't live here.
Like, I don't understand.
That's all I say.
I'm just not gonna go away that easy. You're just not gonna put me out.
Yes, like, I am. Shit, you do something dirty like that.
Nigga, you're not gonna put
nigga,
me
you
out.
Nigga, you out of here.
No, we you out of here. We don't talk about it. Ain't gonna be no putting
we
out.
We gotta talk. We can talk. Why are you on the other side of that damn door?
No, no, no.
Okay, play with it and see. I'm trying to let you know now.
I'm trying to let you know, it ain't going to be no putting out. We gonna okay.
It ain't going to be shit else.
I'll sleep on the couch or whatever.
You can sleep in the bed. You don't need to touch me.
Yeah, but I mean, that's fine.
If you won't go, I will. I promise you that, mm-hmm. nigga. I will get my little shit, and I will be about this piece. It's okay.
Damn.
So jeez. I hope she good, because wherever you was, you're going to go over there to stay.
Wow.
You can play down with them people whenever you get a chance, but I ain't with that.
Speaking of women that don't know how to handle rejection, there's a story coming out of New Jersey, so prepare for it to be wild. New Jersey is funny because they're not New Yorkers, but they're still up northerners. They like, New Jersey is like the trailer park of up north, you can say that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's like the trailer park. Like, if you break it up, it'd be like it ain't the hood, but it's the trailer park. It's like you see some wild shit.
Okay.
And this woman stood up after a late night call for sex, tried to kill man by torching his house. So a woman accused of, burning down a Woodbury man's house set the fire when he didn't answer the door after inviting her over for sex, authorities said. Taja M. Russell, 29, of Blackwood. Now, you 29 years old.
Ain't nobody that thirsty for no dingling.
You 29 years old. You shouldn't have had all kinds of dick by now.
First of all, you a woman.
Yeah.
If a nigga didn't call me back or didn't answer the door when I came, I call another nigga. If you that pressed to have sex. I don't see what the purpose is for you to have to go and catch a charge behind somebody who didn't want to.
If you really want a dick that bad, wherever she was, she could have been like, yo, son, anybody want to fuck some pussy tonight? She could have said out loud, you would have got some dick.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You a woman. It ain't no way that you got to, to be that pressed about getting none. Go to the bar. Yeah. Go somewhere and get you some.
Okay.
But you didn't have to do all that.
So Miss Russell, 29. You too old to be out there acting like that was some dick, was charged with attempted murder, arrested and charged with attempted murder and aggravated arson. For the blaze, it left the man with first and second degree burns. Damn, he done hurt the nigga. Oh,
yeah, she a nigga. She a G now.
The man described Russell as a side chick in a police report on the incident. Police were alerted to the fire around 4:30 a.m. when the man ran into the Woodbury Police Station lobby wearing only a t-shirt and covered in soot.
Now you laughing at the man. So she done burn up the people and now you think that's funny.
This man walked into the police station in a t-shirt and covered in soot. Hey, bro, that's just funny.
He should have been going to the hospital.
Look, coughing and out of breath, he told them he had just escaped from his burning home a short distance away on South Barber Street. After firefighters doused the blaze and rescued the victim's dog, investigators determined the fire was an arson. A review of messages on the man's phone and surveillance video led police to Russell, according to the criminal complaint. The victim told police he had invited her to his house for sex but fell asleep before she arrived. Hey, see? Ladies, when we call for the dick appointment, you know what I'm saying? You don't need to be getting all pretty. You know what you're coming up here for. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be, you taking all fucking long. Maybe you had to wash and shave and, you know, do a little, you know, ladyscaping. I understand that. But, you know what I'm saying? The man fell asleep. You bang on the door a little bit hard. I'm like, you must be, I don't know.
She I mean, you ain't got no damn self-esteem. Because I ain't going to be that pressed about a nigga ain't answer the door. And I'm trying to give you some. I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 8 missed calls from Russell. Along with text messages in which she wrote, you wasted my money to come out here. You smoked. I see you want to die. And I swear to God, I hope you die. Like this, Jesus. Like she went from 0 to 100. You wasted my money coming out here. Okay. All right. You smoked? Whoa. I see you want to die? Whoa. I swear to God, I hope you die. This tells me one thing. Miss Russell got some fire punana, because she crazy as fuck.
Or not.
No, she crazy. She setting the house on fire, bruh.
She ain't got no good pussy because she setting nobody house on fire. Oh, no, I can tell you one thing. She pressed to put it on somebody. And if you that pressed to give it up, niggas that mean it ain't worth a damn.
That shit so fire, no pun intended. Niggas don't want it. Like, you don't want that pussy in your life right there. That shit will fuck you up, man. Like, you can't be in no toxic relationship with no girl with no fire pussy that had you that's willing to burn down your house. Like, no, bro. Like, them crazy girls.
If he said that's a side piece, that will, he done had it before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's why he, he was trying to stay away from it. He like, it's messing up my relationship. You know what I'm saying? And so, basically, she went and bought some stuff from the neighboring gas station. She went and bought some lighter fluid, matches, and a lighter.
She ain't had nothing else to damn do.
Hey man, this shit crazy. So shout out to Miss
Russell
and the victim who didn't want to say his name. You running, you scary ass nigga. You need to keep control of your women, bro. Cause this shit ridiculous, man.
Yeah, get a better place. Shit, yes. You better make sure you got something.
Now you gonna tell your main chick about
how your house got burned
down. I miss all on the news now. Interesting.
Throw your phone away too.
Yeah. Sorry, he better throw his away. He fucked up. So yeah, women just don't know how to receive rejection, man. Like, what is the problem with that?
I mean, that's just her. Because I don't feel like that's women in general. I mean,
you tell the women no, they start getting crazy.
Yeah, but not really. Like, I feel like you got to be immature for you to go to that extent. Yeah. Like, I don't even think even when I was young, I was that pressed by the nigga having sex with me. Like, hell, if the nigga didn't come through. Then he didn't come through. Like, I don't understand that. Like, you going to the extent of you finna catch a charge. Now, if this was my nigga and he was up in the house with another broad, then probably I might be ready to fuck some shit up. But if you talking about just, you say come through, I come through, and for whatever reason you don't answer the door, I mean, I have never had that happen to me, but I would think that all I would do is try to call you while I'm out there. You won't come through. I'm going on to the house. Ain't I mean, clearly it wasn't your top priority if you ain't answering the phone.
It was late night now. You gotta remember, it was early wee hours in the morning.
I believe you, but I'm saying when you said come through, you knew what time it was. Yeah. So either you were gonna set an alarm for every 15 minutes till I got there, or you was gonna, you know what I'm saying, be able to hear me when I came, whatever the situation was. But like I said, it ain't that serious. I just feel like it's a lot of people, male and female, who can't stand for somebody to tell them no, and that's primarily probably how they was raised. So you just don't know how to deal with rejection. And that's just what it is. And then you're not mature enough to deal with it in a way that don't get your ass locked up.
Well, hey man, coming from a lady, she's telling you about rejection. She says she hasn't received, she hasn't, you know, that hasn't been her issue.
I mean, I have been rejected, but I ain't never had nobody stand me up. If somebody wanted to fuck, they was down.
Oh gosh, let's change subjects. Why would a one-night stand destroy a relationship? Reason being, I was talking to a friend.
You got a lot of friends hoeing out here.
And, you know, my buddy told me, you know, he's not black. So let's just go ahead and get that out the way because, you know, black men don't cheat.
Whatever.
And tell me the situation he was in. You know, he's in a committed relationship with his lady, you know. But he had a misunderstanding happened a couple months ago, just a one-time thing with a girl, and, you know, it happened. Next day, he called the girl up. She was like, yo, it's cool. You ain't got to hit me up. It's not like that. I understand. It is what it is. Boom. So he feeling like, cool. You know what I'm saying? 4 months pass. Girl reaches out to his girlfriend. Tells her about, oh, you know your man ain't shit, da 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 da. So girlfriend like, yo, you got receipts? Like, what the fuck? Now you come with this. I don't know who you is. You come tell me about my nigga. So side girl goes and unleashes the Kraken, about 87 messages. Screenshots and all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? Everything, every piece of communication these two have had, she sends to the nigga. I mean, to the girlfriend. So boyfriend is at girlfriend house now visiting. He don't know what the fuck going on. She coming unload on him, so now he's sitting out there looking sick. Like, oh, shit. Like, god damn. Like, what the fuck? So he's sitting there with the Kevin Hart face. He's sitting there with the And, you know, now girlfriend and told mom about the whole thing. Told her friends. Told it. Basically anybody want to listen. But he want his woman back. And I advised him, hey, man, listen, if you really want your woman back, get your woman back. But know this, it ain't going to never be the same because her mama know, her friends know. Her mama going to look at you now as that nigga that broke my baby heart and never going to forgive you. Her friends going to look at you like, oh, that nigga ain't shit. Then when she get back with you, her friends going to look at her like, oh, that girl dumb for getting back with that nigga. So I told him, I was just like, bro, it might be over. But what would make, if it's nothing, like what, I don't understand.
It was something, because my thing is, a one-night stand, if you and the person who you dealing with got an understanding, it don't never mess up a relationship because your person ain't never supposed to know. Yep. That's number one, two, and three. Mm-hmm. When you fucking with a nigga who ain't got nothing to lose, that's number one. You can't never call yourself doing something with somebody who ain't got nothing to lose. Because now you put everything that you got going on, you put everything at risk. Now, you thought you had covered yourself when the person said, oh, it's fine, we ain't together, whatever. It's cool. But then she done gone and felt some type of way and talked to your people, and that shit foul. So if anybody, you need to call Miss, what the girl name is that burning people's houses up?
Yeah.
Call Miss Russell. And let Miss Russell go do a number on this bro.
Miss Russell, nigga, call goddamn Dexter, nigga.
Goddamn. I mean, this happened here. She got to get it. She got to pay. Cause to me, I mean, and it ain't even so much as saying she's so wrong, but I'm just like,
yeah, she wrong. I can see if it was a situation where you was
in a relationship,
stringing her along, like, yo, I'm, you know, that like that. But at one time,
I don't care if you was fucking her on a regular basis. If me and you ended and we said, we are done, and we both had agreed. We walking away from this thing.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell do you get so mad that you know what I'm saying? You screenshotting somebody text messages and all this other stuff. So now you out here got me looking crazy. Like that's the stuff that is not acceptable. Like we grown people. If you decided to embark on this relationship, whatever road it may take you,
mm-hmm.
you should be okay with the ride. Especially if I ain't go and disrespect you in no type of way and nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And we just say we part in our ways. Yeah. Let that shit go.
Shouldn't be no more of that. So I just don't understand what was her rationale for that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just weird. Like, you don't...
That's passed by weird because it's more to the story than that. You can't fuck me one time and you really think that we done agreed to walk away and I'm going to be that. I mean, because if you had sex with somebody one time, how many receipts you supposed to damn have? So to me, you got more going on.
I guess the lead up to the having sex.
Yeah, but we should have done did that.
The talking, I guess yeah, all the talking.
Done, we should have done none of that.
What you mean?
If we fucking for only
you gotta
one night.
You got to build a rapport.
You got to build that much.
If you got that much going on, the only thing
you should have been able to see is that me and you been on the phone talking. But them text messages and shit, no, anybody got no time for that. You in a relationship. Who the heck, why is you loving up on somebody when you in a relationship?
I mean, you know. Hey.
You in a relationship. So that means that you ain't got no business laying on the phone talking to nobody else.
Mm.
None. Mm. So if we fucking, and you need to get on with your life. Like, it's no reason for you to be talking to nobody.
Mm.
What is you talking about? You can't be talking about when we gonna hang out and when we what you cooking tonight and all kind of shit, cause we not on that level.
Mm.
So he did a lot more than just smashing for her to have that much of receipts. Mm. But girlfriend wrong too, because one thing, rule number one, if you even think you want to be in a relationship with somebody, is when you going through, you go through by your damn self. Mm. If we ain't done. Ain't nobody ever finna know. Me and you could fight. We could have whatever going on. My mama call here right now. What's going on at the house? How y'all doing? Everything is wonderful. Because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, until I decide to sign them papers and let you go on with your life, it ain't nothing they need to know. Because just like you said, your people feel some type of way because they are invested in you. If you not happy, they not happy with whatever has made you feel this way. Mm-hmm. So therefore, when you bring that person back around, everybody looking at you crazy, everybody looking at your person crazy. So the best thing to do is when you going through, go through. If you're done, then you can let the people know you're done. But it ain't no need to tell nobody, and then you probably will get back together. Then what you going to do? But my thing is if she want to cut up that bad, it ain't that you don't care, but you can start over someplace else. I just wouldn't do that because you're going to be paying for what you did. If you say it's a one-night stand and it's really a one-night stand, you're going to be paying for that shit for the rest of your life. Was it really worth it? Mm. I doubt it.
Damn. So yeah, so like I said, it might gotta be more to the story. You know how your friends is. They're not gonna tell you too much to make them look bad. But he did say he came clean, told her everything. She wanted to know. Like, I don't understand why. Like, he said the girlfriend wanted to know what they did, positions and all that. I'm like, what is that?
That's unnecessary. You trying to take me through something that I don't even want to relive.
Yeah. Like,
because if I smile when I tell you, oh, yeah, she had bent that ass over and I was hitting it from the back, blah, blah, blah. For real? Or that's how you felt about it? Because I see you smiling when you...
I'd be like... I mean, you know how I give it up, man. You know what I like, man. Yeah, we did. Yeah. You know, like, you know, that's it. Like,
did you eat a pussy? Like, oh, now? Oh, so you did. And you going to put that mouth on me? For real? Like, everybody giving head these days. So, that's what the people do. So, I don't even understand. But it's just like, you shouldn't have to go through all of that. Why dredge all that up? Just let it be. Okay, I did this thing. I'm so sorry. It'll never happen again. Move on. Get over it.
Damn. So, yeah. But moving on along. That's a crazy story. Just don't cheat, people. That's as simple as that, man.
That would be the best thing.
That's just the best thing, and you ain't got to worry about nothing. I mean, and technically, if you're not married, you're single. Let's just be real.
Pretty much.
If you're not married, you're single. Like, you can walk away anytime if you're not married. And then sometimes you can walk away and be married, man. It just depends on you.
What you want
to
do.
Well, let's go ahead and TV talk. Really not much this week. Me and Queen Jern, we started watching Beyond the Pole, and that show is fucking crazy. Like, it gives you a great inside look at, you know, how some certain dancers move. Not all the dancers, because they're not showing the lows. You know, they just showing, you know, every dancer claiming they make at least $600 to $1,000 a night, which is possible in Atlanta.
It's possible, if but them hoes, they need to get Rosetta Stone or something else, because they need to get some education in their life.
Yeah, because it's just like, you got one that's a cancer survivor that's stripping.
And God save your life for you to be shaking your ass. Yes. I'm going to need you to find another purpose.
She's studying something, but she don't know what to call it.
It's nothing.
Like old girl told us, so you ain't doing nothing because you don't know what to call it.
No.
So shout out to Stormy. Stormy is like they...
Mama.
They coach, they life coach mama, you know what I'm saying? But she don't be cutting no slack. You know, she got 7 different personalities and don't make one of them come up here and fuck you up or something, she said.
She about retarded too.
Yeah, then you got, what's that girl, Jabri or Labri or something like that.
Yeah, Labri.
She looked weird. Like, you know, her eyes are too far apart or something like that. And, you know, I don't know. You know, it just...
I just need the people to get their life together. Because it's one thing to be a dancer, but that life can't consume you. Yeah. Like, to me, it's like, you don't think it's nothing left for you to do with your life? Like, for real?
Then you got one on there, Dime. She says she works at she's a school teacher. She works in the NICU at the hospital, and she dances.
And there's not enough hours in the day, so the bitch
lying.
I said,
well, God damn. Like, she might just dance like a couple nights out the week.
She lying.
You know what I'm saying?
She lying. Because to be a school teacher, you're damn near about to lose your mind.
And she got a 16-year-old, so you got to be kind of old. You know
and she might not be, because she might be 16. She might have been 16 when she had that baby, so she might be in her early 30s.
Yeah, she's at least in her 30s. And, you know, she's been dancing on and off, she said, for like 8 or 9 years, so on and off.
Like I say, and then your girl, who sound like she drive the short bus.
Lena, well, you know, sometimes I just be, you know, I have to.
I mean, she need to either stop smoking so much weed.
She said, my mama been smoking crack for, like, my whole life. And I was
so you a crack baby.
Yeah, she probably smoked crack when she was with you, girl.
I'm pretty sure, because she missing some stuff.
Because that motherfucker, like, because at first when she was talking, I was like, damn, but she doped up. She's like, I don't do any drugs. And I do drink, though. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's slow.
Yeah, so shout out to Lena. And then you got the girl with the plastic face, can't think of her name. Light skinned girl. Angel something. Angel Cakes or something like that. Mm-hmm. She wants to get her butt reduced, but they're like, yo, ain't no reversal for that.
Yeah.
Like,
they can't take it out. It's mixed into
it's mixed in with your real skin. Your real we can't do nothing for that. And then you got that one little Asian something, Kitty or something, where her name is. She got melanoma. She walk around here with
splotches.
She look like a damn
body.
Leopard and shit like that. Yeah. And she losing, she homeless. She ain't got no permit to strip. Like, it's just crazy. But you gotta watch this show. I mean, check it out. It comes on Wii. But if you got the pole. Yeah, Beyond the Pole, it just gives you, like, these strippers trying to move from the strip life to a legit job, keeping their clothes on and making money. But it gives you a nice little perspective of where the lady's coming from, man. So shout out to them and Beyond the Pole. I did start watching The Boys. I think I got one or two episodes left. The Boys is, like, basically about the government is using superheroes as basically like their army, and the superhero company Voight, they want to get a contract. They really contract superheroes to certain towns to protect them, to keep crime down and stuff like that. But then this kind of shows you, like, you know, how the superheroes move. Like, they fuck ups too. Like, you know how we think Superman perfect, he doesn't curse or whatever like this. Well, they got a fake Superman. His name is like Homelander, and he's a piece of work, boy. He's a piece of work. So
what are you doing, so?
He's just like, he got all the powers of Superman. He letting people die. He don't give a fuck about nobody. He got mama issues. Like, he's a cocky, arrogant piece of shit, man. But he like Superman, so he like, you can't fuck with me. I can fly. I got a laser beam kill you. Like, what are you gonna do to me? Like, he's
asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole. Homelander is an asshole. Mm. So you got Homelander, you got a fake ass Aquaman, a fake ass Wonder Woman.
You got any black people?
Yeah. The Flash, he's black. He's a fake ass Flash. His name is like what's his name? Ace something. I don't know his name, but it's weird. But it's a pretty good damn show. So just check it out. It's called The Boys. It comes on Amazon Prime. But, you know, if you got, you know, if you know your way around a computer, you can find it on any show sites that have your TV shows on it. The Boys. So that's all for TV Talk. We do have a question from the Nation this week. And then after the question from the Nation, we'll take a break, get into some music. But let's read a question from the Nation real quick. It says, what up, guys? Got to ask a question that I hope makes the cut. I'm a guy and I have a girlfriend for about 2 years. Things are cool. She just has a problem with me keeping in touch with a childhood friend. The friend is a girl and has been down with me since elementary. My girlfriend thinks that we messed around. He said we haven't. And she doesn't like that we constantly talk, tag each other in posts, and text each other. He said, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I love my girl, but I think she's being a little insecure about one of my friends. I shouldn't have to tell my homegirl that she needs to fall back. She's damn near family. I'm open to any advice y'all could offer. C. Bronson. So, Mr. Bronson, I'm going to be real with you. If you want to keep this girlfriend, you're going to have to tell your homegirl that she going to have to, you know, fall back a little bit. You know, she ain't got to fall all the way back. But, you know, maybe you should try to get your girlfriend and your friend together so they can all be cool if you want everybody to coexist together. Some girls not with it, you know what I'm saying? And your girlfriend sounds like she's one of the ones that's not with it. But that's all I can offer. Queen Jern, what would you say?
I must agree, because for one, I mean, like, you got to balance these types of things. Mm-hmm. For one, if you come into a relationship with somebody, and, I mean, hopefully y'all are old enough, you say y'all done been together for 2 years or whatever, you done known this chick since elementary school. If she not the one, she ain't trying to be your girlfriend. She needs to understand. Mm-hmm. Because I promise you that when she gets her a real boyfriend, you finna fall the fuck back. Mm-hmm. So ain't no nigga finna have no another nigga posting and tagging their girlfriend when the rest of the world see us together and they see you tagged in with John. No, that ain't what we doing over here. So as long as she ain't got a nigga, y'all think you think shit sweet. Mm-hmm. But let her get a boyfriend and see how her boyfriend reacts. So all this here need to be squashed. Because it don't really matter if you and her ain't trying to be together for real. You can't have your cake and eat it too. So you can't have home with bestie girlfriend and then have a real girlfriend at the house. And you want me to believe that y'all ain't never did nothing. Because that's one of them dick in a jaw emergency type situations. So when I'm going through something that's worse, you know, bad or whatever, I can call on my homeboy and you can come through and break me off. You not finna tell me that a lot of times some y'all like family. Y'all ain't family though. So y'all can be like family all you want. She still got a pussy, and you still know what to do with your pieces. And that ain't something that no girlfriend ought to have to be comfortable with. Because the shit ain't cool.
But, I mean, don't you think the girlfriend should understand, like, no. This is one of his childhood. Like, if it was a dude, it wouldn't be no issue, right?
Right.
But just because it's a girl. It's different. Even though, like, that girl could have been in with his lowest points or something like
and that. And I'm happy for her. I'm glad she was able to help you get through that, but I'm here now. So we don't need her services anymore.
Wow. So in that situation, you even if he was like, yo, won't you just meet, you know, would you be willing
I may meet her just so that we can say we did everything we could do, mm-hmm. but she would have to go out of her way to make me feel comfortable.
Oh, okay.
She really would.
So and she came in like, oh, I just want you to know there's nothing.
I don't need you to do all that babbling. I need you to be a real person. Oh, okay. I need you to say, hey, how you doing? What you do? Blah, blah, blah. We could talk. If we hit it off, great. Mm-hmm. And if I feel the vibe that you feeling some type of way, I could tell how you moving. To that. Even if y'all never had sex, you got some type of feelings for the nigga because of how you interact with me. And I could peep all that.
So what if she was, y'all hit it off and cool, would you allow your boyfriend to be having...
It would still be limited.
Okay.
It would still be limited. Because my thing is, people are people. And for whatever, you know what I'm saying, however you want to look at it, you're drawn to somebody or something for a reason. And the more these things overlap, the tighter that bond is. The more, you know what I'm saying, that bond is, you know, strength that bond is going to have. So if you telling me I got childhood memories, I got this with you, I got that with you. If we have not come to that point in our lives where we have said, oh, I want to be with you for real. It could be just a matter of time before you wasting my time and you and this girl might wind up being together. Mm. Or you really could just be friends with her and y'all could not have nothing going on. I got two brothers. We was raised in the house together. We don't talk no damn every day. So why the hell is it that you think that you and this woman need to be talking all the time? Y'all texting each other, laughing on the phone and shit. Nah, fuck that shit. Y'all ain't friends no more. Y'all ain't friends no more. All you can do is wish a happy birthday and Merry Christmas. That's it. That's all we got.
God damn.
That's all we got. Maybe a Happy New Year. Damn. Just feeling generous. But, I mean, like, it's no need. We grown. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I mean, I understand to a certain level that something major happens in your life, you might want to tell a person, oh, I got a new job, I'm moving. Something, you know what I'm saying? Something big. Mm-hmm. But to say that y'all just sitting on the phone, talking every other day, nah, bro. Y'all can't have that kind of relationship no more. And you shouldn't even want that kind of relationship no more because you building with me. If you investing more time into your homegirl, shoot, you building a better relationship with her. You're not building with me. So I just feel like that's a distraction. So you need to shut that down.
Wow. So yeah, so look, so you heard it from Queen Germ, Mr. Brunson. She said shut it down, man. So you might be losing a friend if it's up to Queen Germ.
I mean, you ain't got to lose her. You just need to let her know what her role is. Her role is not to be your bestie like that no more. She need to find some other shit to do. She might need to get another job. To send her to the damn pole class or something. Maybe she can do something in y'all neighborhood, in y'all city or whatever. But no, that ain't what she need to do no more. Your childhood is over. Y'all should be grown at this point, and you need to let her know, hey, it's been a great ride. But it's over.
It's over now. Move over. It's my turn now.
I'm sick of you.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Song of the week. You got song of the week this week?
And you know I do.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
With all of the craziness that I done had going on this week, you know, my car in the shop, I went to the dentist, got to get a filling, a crown, all this carrying on, and it's my birthday this week. Mm-hmm. With all the stuff that's been going on, had me kind of feeling some type of way. I had a kind of little funky attitude a little bit some days. I mean, I ain't really been short with people, but I ain't really been myself. Mm-hmm. Everybody know that I'm kind of like, you know, fun, cutting up, loving to laugh. And apparently, my ways have gotten to the point where my child has even noticed it. Mm-hmm. And so, the other day, we were on our way home from school, and she looks at me. And I'm just like, you know, I'm just here. I'm just glad to still be in the number. And she turns her phone up. She goes to this song. And she say, oh, I know what's going to make you feel better. And it did. And it was none other than Before I Let Go by Beyonce. Now, I love the original. But it's something about this remix that get me in a very good mood. So I got to say my song of the week is Before I Let Go by Beyonce.
All right. My song of the week is West Side Story by The Game. Don't have no reason for making it my song of the week. I was just listening to it this week, and I was like, yo, that's going to be my song of the week. That shit is fire. So So shout out to Game. He got the song of the week, West Side Story. Let's go ahead and take a music break. We'll be right back.
Crip niggas, blood niggas, essays, Asians, Dominicans, Puerto Rican, white boys, Jamaicans, Latin kings, disciple, vice lords, Haitians. All these motherfuckers been patiently waiting. Since the West Coast fell off, the streets been watching. The West Coast never fell off. I was sleeping Compton. Aftermath been here. The beats been knocking. Nate Dogg doing his thing. DPG still popping. I got California love fucking bitches to that Pac shit. And West Side Connection been had it locked, bitch. I'm in the rear view. My guns is cocked. And I put red dots on a nigga head like Rodman. All stars, fat laces, gun charge, court cases, fought that. Not guilty, I'm back. Niggas hate me, been there, done that. So crack, got jacked, got shot, came back, jumped on Dre's back, payback. Homie, I'm bringing CA back. And I don't do button up shirts or drive Maybachs. All you old record labels trying to advance. Aftermath, bitch, take it like a motherfucking man.
If you take a look in my eyes, I'll be a gangster till I die. That California chronic got me so high. Ain't telling where you from,
nigga, what's up?
If you take a look in my eyes, you see I'll be a gangster till I die. That California chronic got me so high. Ain't telling where you from,
nigga, what's
up? I'm low riding, homie. Six Tray Impala, Gold D spinning, chrome hydraulics. Run up on my Lolo, you stop breathing. Hollow tips make niggas disappear like Houdini. Gang banging is real, homie, I'm living proof. Like Snoop Dogg, see walking on top of the devil's roof. Rap critics wanna converse about this and that, cause red strings in his Converse, and it's a Dre track. Keep gibbering and jabbering, I pull a 38 Magnum and get to clicking and clacking. Your homies wanna know what happened, come to Compton, see Thriller like Mike Jackson. I might be Spike Lee, utters gun clapping. Prior to rapping, I was drug trafficking in the dope spot, playing John Madden. Homie, I ain't bragging. I took five. You wanna die? Run up on that black 745.
If you take a look in my eyes, you see I'll be a gangster till I die. That California chronic got me so high. Ain't telling where you from,
nigga. What side?
If you take a look in my eyes, you see I'll be a gangster till I die. That California chronic got me so high. Ain't telling where you from,
nigga, what's up? New York,
big city of dreams. I got my LA Dodger fitted on, I'm doing my thing. Got me fucking with G-Unit. You know the drama that bring. I got niggas in Westside Compton and Southside Queens. And Buck told me in Cashville I'm good when I come through. So I ain't gotta tuck in my chain like DJ Pooh. I'm gangster, more like Debo when he was Zeus. Play Bishop, I paint that picture. Now who got the juice? You niggas is nuts, so I take off your roof. Leo ass stretched out like a Cadillac coupe. God gotta let me in heaven. All the shit I've been through. I was an OG in the hood before I turned 22. Homie, I let the 38 special rip through that vest, and I don't contemplate whether or not he left his shit on the dresser. Got Compton on my back. I'm starting to feel the pressure. I'm lyrically Cool G Rap when he's Dre Records.
If you take a look in my eyes, you see I'll be a gangster till I die. That California chronic got me so high. Ain't telling where you from,
nigga, what side?
If you take a look in my eyes, you see I'll be a gangster till I die. That California chronic got me so high. Ain't telling where you from,
nigga, what side?
You make me happy.
Yes, I got to keep it 100.
100.
I was talking to people, you know, I work at an HBCU, and we have various things that happen, you know, niggas can't never do shit, right? But in the whole analysis of what goes on, you know, the history of the HBCU, all of that, I honestly feel like when we talk about reparations, that's the only reparations we're ever going to get. So we need to realize, like, the things that go on at these historically black colleges and universities, we have got to do a better job to look out for our people. Like, it's not to say give the people a degree, but it is to say give them their money's worth. Yes. Like, stop thinking because somebody came here, they couldn't go someplace else. They here because they want the history. They want that community that, you know, to be an alum of that particular university. We have to do a much better job making sure that we prepare our students for the real world, making sure that that degree means something when they go out in the world, because that's going to be their currency. That's going to be the only thing that we can really give to ensure that the black youth, our future, are given the tools so that they can be successful, because reparations is not coming. So if the small thing that we do have control over is our HBCUs, if you went to one, live near one, give back support in some type of way and make a noise so that we can do the best that we can and making sure that these people, these students, young and old, are able to have the things that they need. So the only form of reparation we ever going to have is the HBCU.
All right. Shout out to the HBCU.
Aggie Pride.
You heard me? And I say it for 12 Cal and South Carolina State University. You know, that's for 12 Cal.
I guess.
I think they're the Bulldogs or something.
They are some. They got a Bulldog with a sweater on, so
yeah.
I don't know.
I think they're the Bulldogs. South Carolina State Bulldogs, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, FAMU Rattlers. Okay. Who else? We got the Morgan State Bears.
Savannah State Tigers.
Yeah, Savannah State.
Don't act like.
Winston-Salem State University, the Rams. You know.
Morehouse.
House, yeah. See who else we got family that went to.
Might as well say Spelman.
Yeah, we got family went to Spelman. Anybody else went to HBCU? You know, Tuskegee. We got some Tuskegee people.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so shout out to all y'all,
Shout out.
Steer your kids to go to a HBCU, man.
Just for the undergrad.
Just for the experience.
Just for the undergrad.
My keep 100, man, people.
100.
I know a lot of people like buying cars, and buying cars is one of the worst processes you can go through in life. It seems like it's a never-ending process, especially if you're on the side of bad credit. You're there all fucking day. But listen, don't let the motherfucking car salesman fucking finesse you. Car salesman come at you with that little, the prices that's on that list, that's all for them to win. So you might think you're getting over by taking the lower deal, but you're still in the zone for letting the dealer win. Go in there with your price, say, hey, this is what I'm paying. If they don't let you pay that, walk the fuck out. Because at the end of the day, they want the sale. They'll come to grieve with you. You might get close to your number. You might even get your number. But don't take their motherfucking number. Don't let them finesse you, man. They all in it. They in it for money, man. Trust me. They want you to put all this money down. Fuck all that. You tell them I ain't putting no money down. I want this fucking car. Da-da-da-da-da. If they don't let you have it, walk the fuck out. Walk out. Don't get in there and have you goddamn robbing Peter to pay Paul to come up with a little $1,500, $3,000. Motherfucker said $4,000 down. I said, bitch, what the fuck I look like, man? Fuck you. I'm giving you a car and $4,000. Bitch, I ain't gonna buy a motherfucking car. Fuck out of here.
That's how you feel?
Yes. That's how I was sitting there looking at that man. I had my arms crossed. Nope. I know this little young nigga was like, God damn, they gonna get the big guns. He brought the big gun over there. Same thing. Nope. Well, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to get this car with no money down. How about that? Oh, you can't do that? Well, I'm going back to work. See you later.
Exactly.
You coming back at 5:30? No. Told him straight up, just like that. Nope. Fuck out of here. So don't let them finesse you, man. Winners, losers. You got any winners?
And you know I do, nigga. I'm going to say my winners have to be. They got this new initiative for Weight Watchers.
Winner.
And I'm going to say the kids are the winners because their parents have signed them up for Weight Watchers. I feel like, you know, some people were feeling some type of way saying that, you know, there's too much pressure for kids and this, this, and that, and other. But as a parent of an overweight kid, as an adult who was an overweight kid, you got to break the cycle somewhere. Yeah. So if you can get these kids to do some stuff, because even when we were overweight back in the day, these kids don't do shit.
Yeah, they like, way overweight than what we were.
I mean, because the food is worse. Yeah. They don't do as much activity. At least, shit, you used to get locked outside. The food
is better.
The food is better at these fast food places?
Yeah, we got the worst shit. They, at least they regulate this shit now. We got unregulated fast food.
Okay, well, however you want to look at it, they eating it more, I guess.
They got Impossible Whoppers. Yeah, but they ain't doing that. It's more things.
They sitting still.
Yeah, that's like the thing.
Like, you playing on a video game, you playing on a computer, you talking on the phone, you laying around watching YouTube. Yeah. So, you ain't doing nothing. So, at the end of the day, you got to do something to make these kids more active, more conscientious. They got apps for the kids to have on their phone so they can be logging the food that they got. So, you know what I'm saying? That makes them be included in the whole process. It's not just, oh, you need to be on a diet. It's like, okay, well, if I'm logging this stuff, it makes me think I'm using the technology that I enjoy. But then it makes me accountable for what I'm eating and what I shouldn't be eating and how many calories and how much sugars and how much fat. So that is a way for the kids to be more conscientious of what they are actually putting in their bodies. Mm. So I think it's a good move. Weight Watchers, I really do appreciate it. I think we'll be signing up at the end of the month.
My winners are Little Brother fans.
Winner.
Little Brother dropped their album today. I think it's called, let me get it right. I don't want to get it wrong.
And I know one of them kind of cute on that thing.
Oh, Lord.
This one over here.
May the Lord Watch is the name of the album. Little Brother reunited, gave us some music. And I like the album. Fuck it. I like the album. I mean, it's Little Brother music. They got the skits on there. Hey, only downer, no Ninth Wonder, you know what I'm saying? And Rosenberg is on two skits. Fuck Peter Rosenberg. Hashtag fuck Peter Rosenberg.
Whoever that is.
Yeah. Hot 97D White. Just piece of shit. But yeah, fuck him. But we're the winners because we got some Little Brother music. Something I thought I'd never see again, but I'm happy to see it. Shout out to Fonte. Shout out to Rapper Pooh. You know what I'm saying? You know, Fonte, like I said, you know, shameless plug. Grew up down the street from me, man. We lived in the same neighborhood. Rode the bus together. Rode home together after football practice. You know what I'm saying? He actually, I'm going to tell the story again. Now I can say the motherfucker. He's a good brother. He clipped me for my root CD, Do You Want More? Never gave it back to me. And now he's a famous rapper. So I feel that that album made him a great rapper.
So you gonna say you contributed to his success?
I'd say I contributed to it. Yes, I did. I did.
Okay.
Yes.
So. Well, send us some tickets. We'll come to his show.
Shout out to Fonte, man. My dog.
Shout you
know
out.
Saying? Yeah. See, now I know my wife think you cute. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's the one?
Yeah, that's my dog, Fonte.
Oh, he is cute now.
Look at that. See?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, shout out to them. Losers, you got any losers?
Yes, pedestrians who think they got the right of way.
Loser.
They do.
They don't.
They do.
When you walking slow as fuck, I don't have time for that shit. Like, if you in the crosswalk, that's first of all. You got to be in the crosswalk. Not outside the crosswalk, not walking towards the crosswalk. So your rights don't start until you're in them. It's like the second time
you hit somebody, you talk about hitting somebody in the crosswalk on the, as your...
they because they're pissing me off. I don't appreciate it at all. You looking at me, you see that I'm coming. The person who is the heavier object has the right of way. No. Like I can have the right of way in my car, but if there's an 18-wheeler coming into my lane, he got the right of way now because I don't want to die. Mm. So therefore, if you're a pedestrian and somebody's coming in their vehicle and you're not planning on going to the hospital today, I would suggest that you just get out of the way. Like, what is the problem? Like, why are you walking so slow? Like, you don't have kids. You don't look like you have no injuries. You're not walking with a cane. You're not in a wheelchair. What is the problem? You think just because somebody told you you had the right of way that you finna play with me? Mm. I ain't got time for that. So, pedestrians, respect the fact that somebody let you cross the street and just get on where you're going.
Mm. You heard it here. Queen Germ hit your for a fucking ass. My loser is Al Sharpton.
Loser.
Al Sharpton, you're my loser because the video surfaces of you dancing. You know, you having a good old time. But the way you looked, Al Sharpton, oh my God.
You look a little zesty.
Zesty? The man looked ridiculous, bro. Let me just find this video. I got to find this video.
So you can't talk about your brother Al.
Somebody need to talk about the good brother Al because this man
looked... He trying to do the best he can.
Best my ass. This man looked crazy. It looked like one of the videos where the motherfucker head.
He done got too skinny.
Yeah, he done got super skinny. Like, Al done got super skinny.
How you done live your whole life big is all get out. And now you skinny, looking like a bobblehead.
I mean, then he was dancing. I mean, he was getting it in the video, but it's just the way he looked. He was just like...
Looking cartoonish.
Let me see. Here it go right here. Hey, so Al, you lost too much fucking weight. That's why you my loser, man. Look at him, boy.
I mean, his hair looked fake.
So I Wright said he thought it was a deep fake video when he first saw it. Look at him. He out in Kuwait City dancing. It looked so fake, but I mean, Al.
It's fake.
No, it's real. It's real. So shout out to Al. You my loser this week because you lost too much weight. Now you look weird. It's just weird. Shout outs. You got any shout outs?
And you know I do. Niggas be hating. That's number one. Okay. I mean, I'm consistent. You wanted consistency when you go to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru? That's me. I'm consistent. Okay. So I want to give my shout-outs without any interruptions. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the lunch crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Hey.
Say it with my chest.
Shout out to Be Easy. It's all right. GQ Blue. Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself. Rick James, bitch. Light Skin Kanye. Drew from DC. Gerard from Boston. RT3. Peppy J from B More. Stacks. MJ Money 9S. Dr. Brayson, everybody. Dr. Brayson podcast. You got Dr. Cam's barbecue. You got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Both of y'all niggas need to be on notice. It's football season now. So I'm going to be on your motherfucking ass about y'all sorry ass motherfucking nose. So I'm going to be on your ass. Shout out to K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to the good brother 12 Kyle and 12 Kyle podcast. Don't forget to go check him out. Shout out to Mr. Talk It TV, another no fan. I'm going to be on your ass. But go check out Mr. Talk It TV. That's TEEVEE. Go check them out. Check out the Laugh Line Sports Podcast. My dog Noah Farrow. Check him out. Another dope podcast. The Running Back Podcast with my dog D Trot. Check that one out. Check it out. The Unpopular Opinion Podcast with my dog Rock B. Wilden. Check out the Something Light Podcast. What other podcasts I listen to? The Tactless Know-It-Alls Podcast. Check that one out. Any other podcasts I listen to during the week? I think I covered them all, I guess. I probably listen to more. I just ain't, can't remember your names. Anybody over that site to fuck with the kid? Kyra.Claw, Sev, all the gang, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Sleazy, Filthy, who else did it listen to? Quetta, TK. Anybody else that listens to the show and fuck with the kid, the long way, the short way, no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. This show is in remembrance of Mr. Percy Miracles, who passed away. So I just wanted to let y'all know that this show was in remembrance of Mr. Percy Miracle, man. So shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? You know, only real ones that get that. And yeah, man, that's about it.
It's my motherfucking birthday, y'all! Oh,
yeah. Shout out to Queen Jern, birthday, you know. Whoop, whoop! She ain't no spring chick, she ain't no hot girl summer no more. It's, hey, it's a golden girl summer.
Really,
it's
nigga?
A golden girl summer. Hey. Thank you for being a friend.
Okay, good night.
Traveling down the road and back again. My heart is true, you're
and that's the reason why I don't play with
this. And if you do a party, everybody. Hey, Beezy. Put the Golden Girls theme song as the going out music for this. From this, hey, Beezy, please do that for me.
Thank you for being a friend.
We don't make, make sure mind. The Golden Girls theme song is playing. As long as God spare life and I get to be here yet another year, I'm going to turn up, and I'm going to enjoy my birthday with my bad knees and everything else I got going on, and it's going to be a good day.
But y'all know what it is, man. It's the Frocast, man. Don't forget to call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe on the Frocast, on any podcast readers out there. Don't forget to check out the Patreon, and don't forget to share the show. And most of all, don't forget to buy a shirt, bitch! You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's just, you know, hey, buy a shirt. Like, damn. Million shirt challenge going on right now. The million shirt challenge, not 1,000. We just jumped up to the million now. 1,000 is nothing. We want 1,000,000 shirts.
Bye, because it's my birthday.
Yes. But yeah, man, so this your boy King Jern.
And this your girl Queen Jern.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com.